just like to correct the Albury weather report for today. It is mostly sunny and 27 degrees. I was looking at yesterday, but a very good morning, everyone.
Good morning to everybody.
Sky Sports Radio.
God, that was brilliant.
We're at Albury Race Club today. Albury Cup Day. Great to be here.
What time did you finish last night?
Oh, no, that's
late.
The thing. Not at full time.
He went home.
Loz did, obviously, doing the Matty John Show. Morning, boys.
Yeah, morning. Morning,
what's
Middo.
Doing?
Morning. Nice to see that we got some sunshine today, unlike yesterday here in Albury.
Well, the tone was set when our poor old producer, Tommy, would you believe? So you're flying from Sydney to Albury. Via Qantas.
Horrendous airline, got to say.
Luggage gone missing.
Horrendous
How
airline.
How does your luggage go missing going to Albury?
I said, are we going to London? How can you stuff up? Mate, there was only 40 of us on the plane.
Oh, seriously.
There's spare seats. Stick his suitcase on a seat if you have to.
He had a T-shirt and a pair of shorts. That's all he's got.
The only thing I will say to Tommy, youngster player as well, checking luggage in. Sydney, Albury, carry on only.
But sometimes
only
he had his suit.
Nah, carry on, mate. Just take one socks, one jocks, and your suit.
Yeah,
carry
you
on.
Carry
only.
Your suit on the board.
Yeah, I did. But sometimes
youngster play.
Bad I put play. Everything in so you don't have to carry.
Though. Never check in.
But
regional.
Well, he's got no gear.
Never check gear in regional.
You're going to have to buy gear today. To
Even
to
though
race.
I'm happy to hit Qantas. Since COVID, I think they have been. Horrible in all aspects.
Well, it happens all the time.
Am I allowed to say that? Are we sponsored by Qantas?
No.
Good. Yeah. Poor. Watch me go. I'll be in 45D today right beside the toilet on the way back to Sydney. And my luggage won't make it.
You'll be on the wing.
I reckon they're being appalling. Get some more staff or whatever you got to do. And stop taking a profit as well.
Oh, and all you do is go and scan at one of the QR codes.
Yeah.
And you know, you ring the joint as well, but what do they do? And then hope for the best.
Well played, Tommy, as well, though. Going and buying some gear for last night. That was respect. See that? Yeah. Anybody else would have just piked it, would have went, mad. I've got no gear. I'm getting out of this. Tommy was still there.
Yeah, but he's going to the races today.
Yeah. Well,
so
no
he's had to get gear.
Yeah, no doubt.
He had no choice.
Poor boy, probably had his best suit packed.
Yeah, I know.
Ready to rumble here, trackside.
Oh, I've got one for you, boys. Well, I've got one for you, talking about gear swaps and buying stuff. Mm. The great Dave Steely last night.
What's he done now?
You will love this.
Well,
hang on, what about when he tried to rope us in? Like, as he makes his introduction to the night, he tells everyone that you and I are going on stage for a Q&A. I was like, DS, no, we're not. Rope us in.
Well, we're sitting there watching the football. Anyhow, having a couple of drinks. And
this is good.
Anyhow, the bloke goes, Dave, here's the cuffs that you're after.
And we're sort of there
going,
cuffs.
Yeah,
as like in his shirt cuffs.
Cufflinks. And we're there going, all right, what's this for? And he goes, oh, Dave wanted some cufflinks. So he took the cufflinks that he had, gave them to Dave.
Took them off his own
Dave
shirt.
Dave couldn't go to the shops.
Oh, dear.
To get his own cufflinks this morning.
So he had to borrow a set of cufflinks.
And I don't even think he's borrowed them. I think Steve said, they're yours.
Just a little transfer across the table.
So here you know how Dave takes his own beer to pubs and all that type of stuff? That's his appearance fee. The cufflinks.
DS, I think, is top. He's top three tightest I've ever met.
Yeah, one
Michael Bevan goes into that category. Bevo was top. His top three. They reckon Booney. I reckon Booney was tight as it gets. I never experienced Booney being that tight. Yeah. Bevo invited us to his house for a barbecue with the New South Wales Cricket Boys like he was, mate, Bevo was playing for Australia. He's loaded. His house was unbelievable. And we had to pay for the food. $100 each, chip in. What?
He invited.
At your house, and you invited us.
Really?
Tight ass.
Did you know that before you went? Or did he just spring it on you?
No, I think he sprung us on it. I can't remember, but it was like, I was like, mate, Bev, I was a youngster. I was 18. He'd go, mate, look at this house. Yeah. I can see the water. What's this about? There's no water in Liverpool. You can afford to pay for the seafood.
What about as a groomsman at a wedding? I had a mate who charged us $85 each for the suit. So he bought most of it, but $85 each we had to pay.
For what?
The suits.
So
groom buys his groomsmen the suits, right? Is that right?
I don't know.
That's what you... Well,
but if that's what you're going to do, buy them. No, I didn't have... I had my old man as my best man. Wear your own suit, Dad.
Well, there was three of us, I think.
I think we hired.
But if you're doing that, then yeah, you got to pay.
Yeah.
DS. Can't buy his own cufflinks. No. Can't buy his own beers.
And Steve said, they're $8, mate.
And then he had a look at him and said, one's broken.
Oh, complained about
he did, didn't he? He complained about him.
He wasn't happy.
Got him for nothing and then said, oh, mate, I think this one's broken. Yeah,
that was on the floor. The ambush.
Yeah, me.
The ambush.
We tipped it, Loz, didn't we?
You two are...
Mate, we told. You and Bulldog, we warned you two. We warned you blokes about Parra. They'll come in. They'll come in for the Panthers.
When you've lost three in a row, you know the ambush is coming.
It's like three ducks.
It's time for you to eat the biggest humble pie. Big one here.
No, we said they could win.
We told you.
They could win.
Who'd you tip?
I tip Penrith.
Yeah, yep.
Not the first time I tipped wrong in my life.
And when Bulldog said the ambush is coming.
I don't remember hearing
Bulldog
say that.
Yeah, we were laughing because... I'll tell you why we're laughing. It was 0-3. It was desperate times. So there's no ambush when you're 0-3. You've just got to be up.
Matt Bulldog said, they're going to be up, Parra. Oh, you reckon? None from three. I reckon they might be up as well.
Yeah,
nah,
they'll be
there
up.
Was whispers at training that they're going to be up this week.
That's right, whispers at training.
Well done, Parra. You'd hope every week
whispers out of training would be that they're ready to go. But well done to Parra.
Yeah.
What a start to the season.
It was a really good game last night.
Yeah, it really was.
What about Cleary?
Oh.
Mate, what about that play? You talk about, you know, we sit and always talk about how much an athlete is paid. In one play, in my opinion, hand him his, what's he get? 1.4, 1.5, stick it in his bank account. Mate, kick for touch, spot on. Drop goal, spot on.
That's why you pay him that money.
He's worth, mate, in one play, forget the rest of the season, he's worth his money. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, no.
To take an extra point. I was like, just, what a kick.
Not many other players would have been able to do that.
And wet conditions as well. That's what I was saying to you this morning. It wasn't like it's like bone dry, drop goal, easy. It was like hard to hold the ball all night, hard to kick all night. He just smoked it right out of the middle.
We sat there and watched it at the club last night, Mido and I, and we turned to each other and said, oh, now it's in extra time. The script has been written now for Moses to stand up.
Yeah.
And that'll be the storyline. And what happened? They go down the other end of the field and he gets one over the post. But there's talk that he's re-signed. Although Brad Arthur still said the deal wasn't done after the game. But more than likely, the deal will go through. So they've secured their halfback for another 4 years. Parramatta.
Nice way to top it off.
That's the case.
Great. What a great game of footy, though.
Well, it was. I thought it was fast. And then I looked at my clock at half time, and it was 8:42. The game started at 8.
Yeah, so just about on time. Finally.
So usually the games are going 50, 55 minutes a half.
Yeah.
That one last night, well, not 55, but 50 minutes a half. That game last night, 42 minutes first half.
That tells me there was
not many stoppages at all.
And I don't... And
that's the way the game should be played.
I think the commentators were saying even in the second half, there was sort of 14 minutes into the second half before the whistle was blown for a penalty, before the first stoppage.
Yeah.
So second half would have been the same as well.
Well, I follow the time on a Thursday night
because...
The earlier the game finishes, the earlier I get on the Matty Hill show.
You would hate golden point more than anyone.
Yeah. And I sat there towards the end and saying to Mido, look, this game's going to wrap up at about 20 to 11. How good. And then all of a sudden, Cleary kicked it over and my head sunk. I was like, oh, extra time.
The Eels completed 41 of 43 sets last night.
Unbelievable.
Well, there's a blueprint on how to win games.
Unbelievable.
We'll keep you in games. You know, you've got to be able to hold the ball. And a lot of teams in the opening weeks of the competition haven't done that. They've turned it over. And there's been some horrible performances. They looked like they lost control of that game last night, Parramatta. And even when they got, 8-0 up early, and then Parramatta sort of started to get the ascendancy towards half-time, you thought, this could be tough. But they hung in there, they dug deep and... came away with a much-needed 2 points.
Signed, sealed and delivered. Headline on the back page of the Daily Telegraph, the Herald, blue and golden boy. And also, Mitch proves he's one in a million with Eels deal. On the back page of the Herald as well, the Australian, Moses Magic breaks Eels ducks. So 17-16 last night. It just had to be Mitch Moses in golden point extra time. And earlier in the day, the report... saying that Mitchell Moses is staying at the Eels on a four-year extension until the end of 2028, reportedly around $1.25 million a season. Now, it's suggested as well he could have got around $1 million more over the course of the contract with the Tigers. So he's left $1 million on the table there. But, look, I think it's great as a neutral that he's staying there with the Eels grand final last year. Then caps it off with that performance last night.
Oh, I think smart decision. I like Mitch. I think he's a good guy. Firstly, I think he's got a lot of talent. I think everyone just wants to see him do exactly what he did last night. Own that last play, take control, and then sometimes you're gonna hit that out of the middle of your boot, and get it between the sticks. Sometimes you're not. I don't think it's about him missing opportunities. I just think it's about him owning that pressure moment that everyone wants to see. And he did that last night. So, yeah, and good on Parramatta. They offered him a great deal. He's been there for a long time. I think, even though I'm a Tigers fan, would have loved to see him at the Tigers. I think he's made the right decision. I think he's a Parra boy. They haven't won a grand final yet. He should see that as his number one challenge. It's not like he's making no money. He's on great coin there. So I don't think that extra money was because there was an extra year offered, right, with the Tigers. Didn't the Tigers have one extra year?
Yeah. That's factored in.
So, again, I think he's made a really smart decision. And if he has signed, then what a way to top it off last night.
Can't help but wonder, with him yet to have made a call, if he sat there and watched the Tigers the first 3 weeks and went, nah. Because he might have been tempted. I mean, I'm sure it hasn't helped the Tigers.
I've got no doubt he would have. Yeah, he would have been watching and seeing, and not only see how they go, they are going, but he's got good mates there too. Luke Brooks is one of his best mates, so if he had the opportunity to watch him, I'm sure he would.
Yeah.
And then to work out my football career, where am I going to win a competition? Where's my strongest team going to be? He probably has looked at it and thought, well, I need to stay here at Parramatta. And on last night's performance, you would say that they are a far better team than what the Tigers have shown us so far.
Definitely.
But Parramatta supporters, they've been crying out for success for a long period of time. They made the grand final last year. Now that they've got back there, they want to, be able to challenge for comps. And the way it was starting, it didn't look like that was going to happen. They needed that victory last night more than anyone. And they're able to get it in extra time. So they move on. They've got a tough game next week now. They've got to back it up against the Roosters, who are coming off a bye also.
Gosh, they've had a hard draw to start the season, haven't they? Yeah. Para, just on the text line, if Moses is on 1.2, Cleary should be on 2.2. No name to that one. Morning, boys. Just want to congratulate Para on the win last night. If that's all Para had against a quality team like Penrith, they won't go far this year. As for the Panthers, they haven't played their best yet. Moses overrated, says Luke. Gee, I'll tell you what, not much praise there for Para. There was another one here praising Bulldog, though, on predicting the ambush. Ambush achieved. Nice work, Bulldog. The Chownster sending that one through.
The doggy.
And keep them coming. 0419767.
I was pretty swift with my response last night.
I didn't even have to reply. Your response was on behalf of both of us.
I can't read Loz's response on radio.
So good.
We'll just cut straight to the straight to the chase.
Good night, Bulldog.
Yeah, good night, Bulldog.
The four of us were on a group chat. Bulldog's hashtag on air apology. Laurie, get stuffed, and he didn't say stuffed, won't be happening, and then it just continues, and Bulldog was very much put in his place,
us a little hint before a ball was kicked as well, didn't he? He was fired up for the game, Bulldog.
Oh, yeah.
Sent a little
predicted the upset to him.
Yeah, pre-match
must
text.
Have rang him before the game and said, mate, the ambush is
ambush.
On.
That means the Tigers are on against the Storm. Tigers have got ambush coming. Storm,
ambush,
look out.
Yep.
Oof. Look out, there's talk at training that they're going to be up for this game, Loz.
Well, it looks like
I think they will be too. I think the Tigers will
Mate,
be ready.
They should be that
exactly
game.
Exactly right. And the criticism they've copped over the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, they'd want to be up.
They've released Ken Mamalo, the Tigers. He's off to the Titans, released him from the final year of his contract. So Kemba Marlowe off to the Gold Coast. But it is...
Might be releasing a few more, I reckon, if we don't win this weekend.
Well, just on that, that's back page of the Herald as well. Not with the Tigers, though, with the Dragons. Griffin, not the only Dragon in firing line. And this saying that, well, they've got a stack of players off contract, 11 off contract players they've got to make a call on in coming months. And you can imagine, because he did shape that squad, didn't he, Anthony Griffin, Loz? So, sort of had a bit of a, well, what's been termed a money ball sort of policy, trying to get those sort of middle of the road players on little mullet, you know, economic contracts, but it just hasn't worked.
No, well it hasn't, and it certainly hasn't worked the way that the Dragons would have liked it to happen. But all these players are playing for their future, so they've got a great opportunity to go out there in the coming weeks and play well and earn another deal either at that club or somewhere else. But a lot of those players that are coming off contract, Middo, I don't know whether they will be re-signed. I don't know how you re-sign them. Certainly not going to pay decent money for them. And they'll have to improve out of sight and be more consistent with their performances before you even look to go down that path again. Otherwise, if you're a new coach coming in, you're looking to change that roster. But you wouldn't be signing anyone now if you're the Dragons. Mm. Oh, you wouldn't be signing anyone. And you'd hope that either the next sort of month or so they work out what they're going to do with the coach. And then they
Is this not
then,
the greatest then example,
they started
though,
to look at what the roster looks like going forward. But you don't sign anyone now.
Surely with a new coach coming in, you cannot sign or sack anyone. Surely the new coach has got to have a say.
Well, certainly not sign. You can't sign anyone.
And they've got how many players? 11 coming off contract. So is this not a great example where they really need to know who their new coach is, even if he's not taking over the team right now, to be able to make these decisions? If they wait to the end of the season...
Oh, yeah, no. They'll make a decision...
ASAP.
I think within the next 6 weeks,
yeah,
they'll just sort of get a gauge of how Griffin is going. I mean, in the next 6 weeks, if he wins six in a row, then they might go, well, he's the guy that's going to take us.
Well, he's the guy that's going to have to reapply.
Next couple of years.
Mate.
But they might. He mightn't have to reapply if they win six from six. They might just say, no, you know what? We know what you can do. Here we go. But if they're three from six, you'd say he's a dead man walking. Yeah. You know, to hold on to his job, he's going to have to win a lot of games, the majority of games. But we just don't know what's going to happen. But if you're the Dragons, you're not signing anyone at this stage.
So what do those players do? From a player's perspective, if you get an opportunity at another club, are you not running?
Yeah, but how many of them are going to be really wanted at other clubs?
Well, even that, does that not say a lot about the squad that they've got? If you're not getting chased by another club...
Well, I'm sure there'll be discussions around bringing you to our club, but then what type of dollars are other clubs going to pay?
Yeah. Versus what you're getting at the Dragons.
Well, here are some names. Moses Mbai, Jacob Little, Josh Kerr, Aaron Woods, Tau Tau Moga, Billy Burns. Just some of the names off contract. And Jack DeBellin, this article in the Herald saying DeBellin and Ravalawa, they've got player options that they need to trigger as well. So,
So again, a lot of those players, they're not going to get massive deals at any other club. And there's not going to be many clubs knocking on the door, banging down the door, to get them to go to their club. So that's why the Dragons, don't re-sign and just wait until you decide on the new coach so he can start to formulate his roster.
Also back page of the Herald.
Griffin, if he stays.
Why Arnie can barely contain his excitement. The Socceroos playing tonight, their first match since that unbelievable effort at the World Cup last year up against Ecuador at Combank Stadium. We'll preview it with Mossy later this morning. Back page of the Australian, Curnow puts Cats defence in danger. And being here in Albury, Loz, we were at the Commercial Club last night where Dave hosted the Calcutta. And you know you're on the border town when... You know, you're hearing cheers go up and you're turning around. Oh, gee, it's a goal in the AFL. It's an AFL town, Albury, overall, isn't it?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. Now, it's predominantly AFL. There was a lot of people around last night. It was a good game of AFL last night. A lot of Carlton supporters at the Commercial Club. They were starting to sing the song at the end. But Geelong have started the season after being last year's Premier 0-2. And Carlton... won a tight game. They've been questioned whether they have the ability to win tight games. They had a draw last week against Richmond, but they hung on against Geelong last weekend, so that'll do or help their coach Michael Voss convince the players that they're on the right path, and they've got a good young list and very much capable of playing finals footy this year, Carlton.
Yeah, they have to play finals this year, that club. They've been under the pump big time.